Tiras sponsored Lilui Nishmas. Yehuda sponsored Rabbi Yechiel. Your tzayit, I think, is today. With the Oif and Hashama. And it's close with the Mishpacha. Before we go on, before we start, I thought I'd talk about this email case that's been going around. Have you heard it? I have a copy of it. Look at it. This person, some Baltimoreans, they were driving back from Cleveland, and they stopped in Breezewood on the way home, and they noticed that first a woman got out of the car with a snood, and she came back from the bathroom, and then the husband went out with a yarmulke, and he came back from the bathroom, so they figured there was a child in the car, that's why they were taking turns. Then these Baltimoreans went into the bathroom and found a diamond ring by their sink. So they figured what these people were doing, they were going in to wash the, and she took off her ring and left it there.
This really happened?
This happened this week.
I know who it is.
You know who lost it or who found it?
No, I know.
Okay. Okay, so you didn't read your email's not working. So this thing they said that they went through with like 20,000 people got this from the email. Right, and they went all the way from everyone who had lists, and they haven't found the owner yet. But anyway, so the shaila is, what should they have done? What's held off in that case?
The people who found the ring.
What's the halacha?
Well, it's Rav Goyim. First, we don't know the ring was left by this group of religious people. I mean, we have a reasonable explanation why the ring is sitting in a highway bathroom.
Right.
But Goyim, for sure, don't take off rings when they go to the bathroom.
So that should be a raya that is not, it doesn't belong to a Goy then.
Right.
Because why would a Goy have taken it off? So let's assume it belongs to a Jew. So what's the halacha?
It's
no sin. There's no sin in it. No, I don't want a ring. There's a good chance it's a sin.
The people who own the ring definitely have yush. They're miyayesh.
Because why?
If the ring is sitting in a public place, people generally take diamond rings sitting on
I think that's where we have to start. Right? We talked about five cases where you can where you're allowed to keep an item that you find, and one of them was in a place where it's mostly goyim. We said first of all it might be a goy that lost it, and second of all, even if it wasn't an akum that lost it, and you can assume it's a Jew that lost it, like in this case, but since they lost it in a place where most other people are akums who do not keep the halacha of Shabbos, so they don't have no way of, you know, they don't have anyone they can email and tell them that to get the Jewish community that they lost the ring. So the assumption is that the person would be miyayish. Now the question though is, are you sure that you found it before? You found it after they were miyayich, right? Otherwise, you have the yishal midas problem. And there, we learned that if it's something valuable that people are always aware of, and we gave an example of jewelry, we can assume that the person realizes right away that they lost it, and when she realizes she lost it going on the road, then whenever. Before they were, they said, it's not yours, going back. The place was a crowded place, and probably someone picked it up, and they're miyayish. Right? So, al pi halacha, they could keep it. Right? Well, we learned, though, that there is a halacha to go with Nimishur Sadin, if you know who the owner is, to go with Nimishur Sadin and return it to the owner. We said though that only is talking where you know who the owner is, and it doesn't involve any tircha to find the owner. You could just call him up and say, "I found your ring," but you're not mechuyev to go to any tircha and returning it. And the second exception, the second thing we said about lefnim mishur sadin does not apply where the owner is rich and you're poor. Now I don't know the people who found it, but the person that lost it was probably rich. They said it was a big diamond ring. So if the people that found it are poor, they wouldn't even have it in lefnim mishur sadin. And maybe you would argue that, you know, just putting a letter in the email isn't a big tircha, but you know that could be they're not mechuyev to do it. So I would think that the best thing to a good thing to have done was to take the ring home. take the ring with you, and because really off the halacha you can keep it, because we could assume that you're Mayayish and it's a Mokum Rolakim and you could keep it. And then if you want to do it with the Mishra Zedin, you can do the internet stuff then. What they did was they gave it to the lost and found over there, and that might not be such a good idea because what?
The highway lost and found.
The little kind of bad bathroom of the. Now, so sometimes that might be a good idea. I don't know, you know, but and I think that's what the article said. They did it. I don't know if that was such a good idea. I'm not blaming them because, in case they ever hear this tape, but as you know, you're under pressure. You find it. You're a nice guy. You return it. Maybe you think it's Kiddush Hashem that they see from people who returned it. So. Yeah, I'm not. I wasn't buying it. I just saw the letter before. So at first glance, that's what I would think. I would think that there wouldn't be a big Indian to give it to the lost and found. You could keep it if you wanted, and if you do it from the Mishra Siddin, try to find the owner. And then, 5 years from now, someone still hasn't answered that email. It's probably been posted in every shul in the East Coast. And if no one claims it by then. Then you should not have any compunctions about using it. And if you do have it, we'll learn that. Can always write it down in a pincus if it's something that could be bought elsewhere. Assuming that it is replaceable. So that's a little
further complication. If it's supposed to be never shul on the East Coast, there are going to be 45 people who are going to claim it's their ring.
Okay. Well, so far that hasn't happened. Okay. So anyway, that's a ma'aseh shehayu. Tonight's case. We're talking about. You find something on the road, and here we're talking about things that you are mechuyev to return. We finished that section of five types of items that you are allowed to keep. Here we're talking about, in the normal circumstances, you cannot keep it. It's something that's from neighborhood, and it hasn't been there for a long time. It has a siman, and you find it. But the question is, by you returning it, by you taking it now, it's going to cost you a lot of time. And that time could cost you money, right? So are you mechuyev? Is there any heter to say, I don't want to spend the time picking up that aveda and returning it because I'm going to have a big business deal I'm in the middle of making right now, or I have a store, if I don't get back to the store in time, the customers will come and I'll lose sales like that. But what are the rules? Is there any heter in saying that I don't want to pick up this aveda because it'll cost me money or effort or too much time? Right, that's tonight's topic. Okay, so we'll start with reviewing this braisa that we've done the last 2 weeks. And this is the third case from that braisa. Right, the braisa in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph learned from the pasuk, well, the quote of the pasuk is Alamta, which is mashma that sometimes you may hide yourself from returning from noticing an object. The Brisa said three cases. How you're coing, if the person that found it was a coing, and the object was in a cemetery, right? So that's one case. The person's old, it's not befitting his dignity to pick up such an object. In the third case, which we'll talk about tonight, or in his work is worth more than the value of this object that is laying on the ground over there. Right, so the middle case we said is what we really needed the pasuk for. That was zokin shein lefi chavada. Something's beneath someone's dignity. So it's exeris hakasuv saying that they're not mechuyev to do something beneath their dignity, to pick up an object. And we talked about what the rules were for something that he wouldn't pick up if it was his own, so then he's certainly not mechuyev in most cases to pick up something that belongs to someone else. Right, we spoke about the dirty old coat that was laying in the mud over there. Last week we spoke about the first case of the braisa, if it was a kohen in the cemetery. So there we said that the Gemara said that you don't even need a pasuk because hashavas aveda is only a mitzvah saseh. And for a kohen to become tamei is isser ase and lo sase. And besides that, we never override halachas of isser veheter because of monetary halachas. So because of that, the kohen certainly wouldn't be able to go into the Beis Havaris. And from that, we learned that the same thing would be if someone finds something muktzah on Shabbos. the even though mukta is not even an asei or lo asei, but the second reason applies that isur it doesn't get overridden by a monetary halacha, a monetary chiyuv. And the Baal Tani said another svar from Ani Hashem, but that's what we concluded last week, that even a misad rabbanon like mukta is not overridden by the chiyuv of Hashem Asaveid. If you find something that will involve violating even a drabbanon like mukta, so you don't return, that you're not allowed to return the aveid in such a case. We at the end we mentioned Rosh Lama Zalman was quoted. He was quoted differently in different places as possibly saying that if it was a klish l'nachta l'isu, like a hammer, so that might be called tzarah gufo. To just like you can use the hammer to crack nuts, you could also use the hammer to perform a mitzvah hashavas aveida. And I mentioned that I didn't hear this for so well because that's not the same. Using a hammer for gufo to bang a nut, that's tzarah gufo. To, because you feel good that you did a mitzvah, that shouldn't be much different than you feeling good that you took it inside to protect it from getting stolen. Last night I was close to speak to Rav Moshe Shapiro, who was in town, and he also said right away that that's not called tzarah gufo. The fact that you perform a mitzvah with that hammer, that's not called tzarah gufo. So the bottom line was, if there's anything that is any range of mukta, and you find it on Shabbos, so then there's no fear of Shabbos Aveda. We did say that it's possible to kick it, and the tilt of a gufo, and there's an eruv. So and then, if it's possible to perform a Shabbos Aveda that way, to kick it to your house and then announce it afterwards. So there we said from the Biro Halacha that he said that you could do it for an Aveda that you want to keep. So certainly you would be able to do it for an Aveda that you want to return. Okay, so that's a chazar over those last two halachas, but now we come to this last one of if his malacha, his work that he would lose is worth more than the value of the object. So that's another case that you don't have to return it. So the Gemara wants to say, is that the one we need the pasuk of his halamta? The Gemara says, Ella, maybe you need a shalom merum shachadeiro. The Gemara says, no, you don't need the pasuk of his halamta for that case, because midrav yudam rabnak. We can learn that from another Gemara. The Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Rav. We'll see soon where that is. The pasuk says, "Efes ki lo yevachal evyon." The pasuk in Parshas Re'e says, "Efes ki lo yevachal evyon." There should not be a poor person among you. And from that, Rav Yehuda derives, "Shalcha kardam shalakol adam." If there's ever any choice that you have to make between protecting your money or protecting someone else's money, you have a chiyuv to protect your money. It's a mitzvah saseh. I don't know if it's called a mitzvah, but there's a chiyuv. The shalcha kodem l'shalchaveh, the way Rashi puts it, Rashi says, lo yirucha evyon, lo savi atzmecha lidei anius. You should not bring yourself to a position of poverty. Hashem does not want us to throw away money that we have. He gave us a certain kalim to be obeyed him, and he doesn't want us to throw it away. Efes ki lo yirucha evyon. So the Gemara says it's a davar pashut, that if it's going to cost you $1,000 to do this mitzvah saseh of Hashavas Aveda to save his $20, you're not mechuyev to do that. Because the Torah is, you see the Gemara is treating this as like a mitzvah. The Torah is saying, don't lose your money, don't waste your money. So that overrides this mitzvah to return an Aveda. Right, that's what the Gemara concludes. Where does Rav Yehuda say this in the name of Rav? That's in the Mishnah Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah says over there that if a person has a choice of Aveidas of Aveidas Ovid, there's two lost objects out there in the street, and he can only carry one of them home. His Aveda and his father's. Salacha's Aveidas of Kodemus, he takes care of his object before he takes care of his father's. His has Kedima. Aveidas of Aveidas Rabba. The same thing is if it's his Aveidas lost and it's his Rebbe's object is lost, then he can only take one of them. Shalokot and his comes first. His takes precedence. So the Gemara says, and certainly if it's Thomas Granger, the Mishnah is saying, Yechidish, even though it's his father and his Rebbe who he's five in Kavod, but when it comes to money, his concerns come first. And the Gemara says, Manah and Nimili, how do you know this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. This is the Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Because the pasuk says, "Efes ki lo yevachal evyon." There should be no poor people among you. Shalchal kodem v'shalchal adam. This teaches you that your concerns come before anyone else's. Right? So this is a halacha that if there's a choice of retrieving your object or someone else's object, take care of yours, because you have a fee of it, you have a responsibility to protect your finances. Now, the Gemara concludes, and we'll see this soon. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda also said another halacha in the name of Rav. Kol ha-mekayim ba'atzmo kach. Whoever fulfills this halacha, and see, he does this, he doesn't return someone else's object because of this pasuk of Efes, Chilo Yevchol Evyon. So, Sofo, Sof Bali Rekach, at the end, he's going to come to such a situation where he will be poor. Rashi says over there, even though there's no chiyuv, a person should go with nimishur asadin, and not to be so careful, particular shali called a mind comes first. Unless it's going to be a real loss, it's a clear loss, because you can say, well, it's not so clear. Let him take the other person's first, and then he'll take his, because it's not so clear that he'll lose his that way. If he's always very particular to protect his money at the expense of other people's, he's uprooted from himself. He's thrown off from himself the yoke of gemilas chesed and tzedakah. And that's the mita kenegan mita, that if he doesn't care about other people, Hashem's not going to care about him, and he'll have to come on to the to need those other people.
Is he saying that he always does that automatically, or he does that every time after consideration?
Well, the way he puts it is he does it in times when it's not a hefsid mochiach. Right? If it's a hefsid mochiach, mashit mashma, that'd be okay. You know, it's for sure you're going to lose that money. Right? Then you see that, you know, there's someone else coming to grab it, and you have a chance of grabbing one, and whichever one you don't take, the other person's going to take. So then I think Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's not a problem. But he's saying that, but he does it all the times, even in cases where there's not a hefsid mochiach, where it's not so clear that he's going to have a loss. So even on the Ikar Adin, we could say, look, I have a fear, don't bring yourself to Aeneas, don't, you know, I'm machmir on that, to make sure that that never happens. So if that's what he takes as his chumrah, so he's going to end up losing in the end. Right? That's what Rashi says. Okay, we'll see more when we see the poskim. Okay, so the poskim say the first halacha is Simon Reish Samach Dalet Halacha Aleph Misha Avdala Aveda, someone lost an Aveda, Pagaba Avedoso Avedas Chaveiro, and he happened across his Aveda and his friend's Aveda. If you could take care of both of them, you should do both of them. But if not, Yachzer Hashalo, he should take care of his. Shavedoso Kodemes, his Aveda comes first, Afilo La Avedas Avivirado. His takes priority even over his father's and his Rebbe's. Kedadashina, like we learned, may Efes Kilo here Bechor Avio. Now, if you notice the Chonarch, it doesn't say anything about the value of the two Avedas. But it doesn't say his is worth more. Like our Gemara that we started with, the Braisa, said, Chaisa Molocha Shalo Meruba Mishal Chaveiro. His was worth more than his friend's. Right? The Shulchan Aruch is not dealing with that, and mainly because the Mishnah, which is the source of Rav Yehuda's halacha, also said, Avedoso Avedos Aviv, if it's his and his father's, or it's his and his Rebbe's, his comes first. And the Mishnah doesn't say anything about the relative value of them, and it's mashma, it makes sense that also, since the pasuk is Efes Kilo Yivcha Evyon, I have no right to lose $100 of my own, even though by doing that I'll save someone else's $1,000. Because the assumption is he's not mechuyev to pay me for my efforts, so I have no right, or I'm not mechuyev to lose anything of mine, even if his is going to be a much greater loss. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, so why did our Braisa say that it's dafka shalom urva mechaveira, that his was more than his friend? So I have the Ridva as a sample of the Rishon, and the Ritva asked the Kasha, and he gives two answers. He says, first of all, you're right. Let's take the case of someone who's working. So if his Malacha is worth more than the Aveda is worth $50, and by him retrieving it, it's going to cost him $75. So that's his Malacha is greater than his friend's. Suppose it's equal or even less, it's going to cost him $40 to return to retrieve that Aveda, and the Aveda is worth $50. So in that case, we have the question that the halacha is that he's not allowed to retrieve, he's not allowed to demand the full $40 from the owner when he returns that object. He has to get only kapoel batel. We're going to learn later that some machlokas, what exactly it means, some machlokas, mechaber and the Ramah, but he's not going to get the full $45. Let's say he'll get $35. So in this case, he's having a loss. If he didn't retrieve the Aveda, he'd make $40, $45, and now by retrieving it, he's only going to get $35. It's a loss. So why do we have to say if his Malacha is more than the Aveda, in any case, he returns it, and whatever loss wages he's going to incur, he's not going to get the full value. So the Ritva answers that you're right, that's called, if he's going to incur any loss because he's not going to get his full wages. So that's the way the Gemara is saying, in any case where he's going to incur any loss, he doesn't have to return the Aveda, just puts it in that lashon. Then he gives another answer based on another halacha we're going to learn later, that even though the halacha is normally a person can only claim to get compensated as a poor bottle, less than his full wages, but he has the right to tell three people at that time when he's retrieving it that he's retrieving it on the condition that he should get his full wages. But that's only true, he can only get his full wages if the Aveda that the person he's going to retrieve is worth that amount of money that's going to be loss of wages. But if he's going to lose $1,000 and the object's worth $100, he can't demand that. So that's why the Gemara says that if the Aveda shalos is movement shachaveiro, so then he's never going to get compensated. But if his loss would not be greater than that of his friend, so then there would be an eitzah that if he wanted to, he could convene a bezdin and get that full value that the Ritva makes. But halach lamaisa is, if there's going to be any amount of monetary loss to you in retrieving that other person's aveda, that's halach l'psuk and shulchan aruch, you're not mechuyev to return it. Even if it's going to be, I guess, the shavu'ot puta, any amount that's going to cost you a loss, you have a job, and by spending the time to return this, you're going to get docked, you're going to get late to work, and because of that, you get docked, so then you have a heter, a petur, from returning that aveda. Now, I'm going to point out here, this is only talking when it's a monetary loss, but if it's just bothersome, it's going to be a big tircha to return it, but it's not going to cost you any money. So there we learn, even by the sugi of Zokin, if Zokin only has a right to not return a Veda because it's going to be a bazillion to him, it's something that is going to embarrass him. But if it's something that he doesn't want to bother with, it's a tircha, it's a pain for him to do it, he doesn't want to bother with it, so that there's no heter. That the mitzvah says that we have to matriach, we have to put out great efforts to return a Veda, no matter what the effort is, as long as it doesn't cost any money. Right, this is only a heter now. Right, we had a heter 2 weeks ago that there's a heter if it's going to cost me my dignity, I don't have to return an aveda. Last week we learned if it's something that's going to force me to violate halacha in the Torah, I don't return that aveda. And this week we're learning if it's something that's going to cost me money, I don't have to return that aveda. That's the gzeiros hakasuv of Efes ki lo yilcha evyon. But it's just a matter of a tircha, so that doesn't fit into any of those three categories, and like we quoted the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav 2 weeks ago, we said that even if it's a Shavar Putin and the Tircha is going to be great, you have a chuyav to do that Tircha. Pischei Choshen has a Shaila here. I have quoted, he says, perhaps you can say, well, look, it's going to, I just don't want to bother with Tircha, it's a heavy thing, I don't want to bother with it. Not because of his own, just I don't want to bother with it. I'll pay him, I know who owns it, and it costs $10, I'll give him $10. But can you say such a svara? And he suggests that you cannot say that, because We only learned by the Nimishur Sadin of a Zakish in the Vichivoda. We said these the Zamora, who had found this person struggling with that load, he bought it from him to do the Nimishur Sadin. Because there, Mi'ikar Din, he was not Mukhuyev to do the Hashem as a Veda. There was the Frikotin, he wasn't Mukhuyev to, so his Nimishur Sadin was to buy it off and give him to compensate for it. But over here, Mi'ikar Din, you're Mukhuyev to do Hashem as a Veda. You just don't want to do because it's such a tircha. Who says you have a right to just let his object get thrown away and here I'll pay you for it? He likes that coat. You're going to pay him the value of a used coat and you know, the $50 and here I didn't want to bother with it. But you know he wants a coat and the owner doesn't want to have to bother trying to find a new coat. So that seems like it wouldn't be such a good hetzer because the Chosin says that he makes that chiluk that it could be. That if it's a tircha, you're mechuyev and you have no heter to say, okay, I'll pay him for his loss. Now, the next thing we have to consider, we've seen until now, the way Rashi described it, the way the Gemara seems to describe it, is that here it's an aveda. The choice is, it's your aveda. You have a choice of returning, the Mishnah said, returning the other person's aveda, or retrieving your own aveda, your own property that's out there, or the way the Braisa said it was that you're malacha, you're going to lose wages. You're going to lose wages. That's going to cost you money. And by the way, in this case of wages also, I think would go into this if by coming a half hour late, you're able to work a half hour late and you don't get any loss of wages there and the boss won't think badly of you. So that would get into tircha and that would you would have a chiyuv to return the aveda and just do that extra tircha and work late, I would think. Okay, so that seems to be where you own something, and that seems to be the pasuk. Eves lo yiyev v'chayevyon, don't put yourself in a state of anios. If Hashem gave you property, or He has, you have a job that through which you make money, don't forfeit that by taking care of someone else's money. But suppose it's not that you own money. Suppose you have an opportunity. It's not that you're going to have a loss. But you're going to lose the opportunity to make a profit. It's not, I'm assuming the case of where you're working is like losing money because you have a set job, you get the salary, and by missing there, you're going to lose what you usually have. Suppose you have a store. You have a store, and sometimes people come in to buy things, sometimes people don't come in to buy things. And by opening up a half hour late one morning, you don't know if you're going to lose any customers. And if you do, it's not so much you lost any money, you just lost opportunity to make a profit. Minyas HaRevach. So does this heter apply over there in a case where you're going to lose the opportunity to make a business deal? So you don't have the money yet, you just know that if you get there quickly, there's an ad in the paper, and whoever first come, first served, and if you get there first, you're going to make that deal, you're going to have that profit, and you find an aveda along the way. So at that point, you have a heter to say, I don't want to lose that opportunity to make this profit.
Especially somebody who's going to do a commission, who has a specific time, and not just an open store, but he has a set interview with someone in which he's going to sell him a certain product.
So that might be more like a set salary. Maybe. Well, because it's not, I really don't, we could argue either way because it's going to not make a difference. Because Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Ein Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda Chal Ami Shehu Bal Esek. The Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda, this is like really a big heter. HaShavas Aveda does not apply to someone who is Bal Esek, who's someone who's working, someone who's employed, which applies to most people. Bein B'melacha, whether he has a job that he's working at. Bein B'chanos, whether he has a store. Or B'shar Masen Matan, some other type of business. In a way that through his efforts in returning this aveda, he'll have some loss of profit. And the owner of the aveda might not end up returning it to him because he might not be mechuyev to, or he might not even end up finding the baal aveda. So in all those cases, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says there's no chiyuv hashavas aveda. Even if he's just going to lose $1, and friends object is worth $100. Shelo kodem, his comes first. Shenemar efes ki lo yivcha evyon. Shalcha kodem lechol adam. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav extends. We'll see later. The Sma also does. The Shulchan Aruch Rav extends this heter of efes ki lo yivcha evyon to cases where not only that you're a veda out there that you lost, and it's some money that you own that you're going to lose, but even something that you don't own yet, something that you can gain, that's called that's also called Efes Kilo Yivcha Evyon. The Mishpat HaVeda has a Shaila. Suppose there's an Aveda there that he doesn't put it like this, but I would put it like this. Suppose there's two things out there. One has a Simon and one doesn't have a Simon, and you can only take one of them because it's only time to take one. And the one without the simon, you'd be able to keep for yourself as a $100 bill, and you'd have that gain. And the other one, you're not going to gain. You're going to have to return it. So he says he also says it's a suffix that if it's, you know, because if how far do you go, right? If it's you're in business and you know you open your store, you're a taxi driver. If you don't get to the airport, you might have one less fare that day. So then I could hear that's a minyas rebbech, but because you found something out there in the street, and if you do the mitzvah, you won't be able to pick up that item you found. Maybe it doesn't go that far. The Mishpat HaVeda has a shaila. The Pitzkei Choshen has another shaila, which I think is closer to the Shulchan Aruch Rav's case. He says that they have an uman, right? He's a craftsman, and he wasn't working. He was, I think, like a taxi driver who doesn't have anyone there now, and he's circling around. And he doesn't have anyone to take, and he finds something on the street. So, do we say over there also that he has a heter that because maybe if he would keep on driving, he'll find someone, and if he stops here to take care of that aveda, he'll lose something because it goes that far. But it seems to go pretty far. I mean, his lashon is there's no chiyav hashavas aveda al mishu bal esek, someone who works. This is a big heter. Being able to ignore an aveda, to not pick it up. So, right, it doesn't mean you could keep it, but we're talking, this is a third heter in avedas that you're not mechuyav to return. But we did learn in the Gemara that there's a din lifnei mishuras hadin. Right, how far does that go? So Shulchan Aruch continues, afa pikein, even though we said that if it's your aveda and your friend's aveda, you're allowed to ignore his and take care of yours. Yesh l'adam lichonis l'fnim mishuras adin. A person should go l'fnim mishuras adin v'lo l'dakteik v'lomar, and not to be so particular and say shali kodem, mine comes first, imlo v'hazim muchach, unless it's the hefzim muchach, like Rashi's lashon. Bim tamim edakteik, if he always cares about that parik, mimenu ol gemilas chasodim v'sov sheisarach l'briyas. He's paraphrasing Rashi. Now the smach take that one step further again. As from Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, we just see this case, that if it's going to cost him a loss, he's going to lose money from it, so unless it's a clear hefsen muchach, unless it's a clear loss, you shouldn't rely on this heter of l'fnei mishuras hadin. The Smat goes even further. He says, v'chol davar hatzalos mamon chaveiro. He says a svara, based on, I think, the way, the extension of the halacha, that in any time that you want to save your friend's money, you can always find some heter for them and say, I have to take care of my things first. Maybe I'll lose debt that I could collect, or there's some job I'll be able to do that I'll make some money. Everyone's time is worth money. So the Sma says, he's being mefarish Rashi, could be his understanding that you're really putter even when it's just going to cause you a lack of profit. He says that you'll never have anyone could be mara heter, and maybe saying anyone could really be matur himself from ever doing hashavas aveda, because everyone's time is worth money, and he could always say, look, if I spend the time on that, I'll lose my chance to make money. So therefore he should not do this unless it's going to be a clear loss. Right, the Sma seems to say that if it's a hefz, they both are saying if it's a hefz muchach, you could keep it. The Sma just seems to be using this svara. that not only aren't you mechuyev in a case where it's a clear loss to you, but you're not even mechuyev if by doing that you're not going to make a profit. You're going to lose chance to make a profit. So if that's the case, you'll never return an aveda, because you'll always say, there's something I could do. I can make a call and ask someone if they want me to do something for them for money. So because of that, the Sma says you have to be careful and not hold your line as heter.
Half an hour later, it's not
going to
really make any difference whether they start at
8 or 8:30. Well, so the Sma is saying that, okay, if I come a half hour late, so I'll work another half hour. But no, if I left on time at 5 o'clock later, so then on my way home, I could do another job, I can buy something and sell it as a profit, or I can find some other way of making money in that half hour slot. I think that's the way the Sma is putting it.
Shopkeeper is different. I can say shopkeeper has to keep certain hours,
otherwise his customers will. Yes, I'm saying I'll make money in another way. There's always an excuse that you can find to say that my time is valuable and I'll do some telemarketing during that half hour. I can always find some other way.
Something that's not
right, I do something that's not normally.
99% of the
right, so but the Sma's saying, look, I have a good heter over here, where we always want to find a heter. And look, I have this all up, so I'll make sure I do that on the way. And today I'll do it. And today I'll stop by and see if I. Maybe you can even say, look, if I can buy something on a sale, if I miss a sale, so that's also in the Yeserevach, maybe I need to buy chickens, and I know there's a sale on chickens, so instead of we're going to I'll go to the supermarket and buy chickens on sale, and that's in the Yeserevach. I mean, the Sma's saying, if you use this hatchet too much, you're going to just lose all, and the way Rashi said, you're going to lose all feelings of Gemilas Chesed, because you'll always find something that some way to get out of it. And the Mishpat Aveda says, whenever we talk about the Tnei Mishur Sadin in the Shabbos Aveda, we've discussed, will the Bezin force you to do it? Right? We said in the first case of the ring, right, if something's lost in a place where there's Rov Akum and the person's Miyayish, there the Bezin tells you that you should go to Tnei Mishur Sadin, unless you know, the loser is rich and you're poor. Right? So over here, though, the Mishpat Aveda says, he's not sure, because over there there's a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, except that he was miyayish, so you should go with Mishusin in return. But over here there's a pasuk that says Efes Kilo B'Choyem, and the pasuk tells me I'm allowed to keep it, so what right do I have to go Kenega the pasuk? So Bezdin would not force you to go to the Mishusin. He says Sarachian at the end. So, summing up, we've now learned the third case of where if you find an aveda which you're not allowed to keep, but at least this is an aveda, and there's a case where you don't have to return it, is if it's going to cost you money. If it's just, once again, if it's going to be a tircha that you want to bother with it, that is no heter at all. You have to take the biggest tircha to even save a person's small object. We'll talk how small next week. But you have the tircha you have to do. And we said it could be that you don't even have the right to say, okay, I'll pay him for his loss. If this is his object, you have to take the tircha to return it. But if it's going to cost you money, certainly if it's going to be a hefsed muchach, it's going to really cost you money, it's a clear loss that you're going to take, so then the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to say, my needs come first. And it could be there's not even the Shulchan Aruch, because that's a hefsed muchach. If the loss isn't so, right, the Hefsed Mucha means that both objects are over here, and I can only take one of them, and by taking this one, I'm going to lose mine, and I won't get paid back, I won't be compensated by the owner of the other one, so then you're certainly allowed to take care of your needs first. We said, Ikar Adin, that doesn't have to even be by a clear Hefsed, even if it's going to be a loss of a profit that you can make, could be included in Efes Kilo Yivicha Evyon. Even though I didn't mention that, but Rashi says the pasuk means don't become poor. So you're not going to become poor by not taking your elach here the way you are, but they are extending it. The poskim, Shulchan Aruch Rav, extends it even to say if it's going to, the Sma, even if it's going to mean that you lose chance to make a profit. So in that case, certainly we should go Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, because you start relying on that all the time, so then, unless it's a Hefsed Muchach, you'll uproot from yourself all cases of Gemilas Chesed. It could be there's also a frequency issue there, that if you always do it, that's the problem. If one time you know it's going to be a good profit you can make, that won't be bring you to the Yuladei Anius. But that is a consideration, depending on how clear the loss you have, how you normally behave, that will dictate how far, you should go to Pnimi Neshivas Adin, and hopefully everyone will avoid the unused.